RV Family Travel Atlas is sponsored by Jayco. Since 1968, Jayco has been providing a way for generations of families to create lasting memories. For more information, visit your local Jayco dealer or head on over to jayco.com.
And by the Thetford Corporation, the industry expert and innovation leader, Thetford has made RV travel a more pleasant experience for over 50 years. To see a complete lineup of products, visit Thetford.com.
And by Cabela's. Cabela's has everything you need to get your family into the great outdoors. Visit Cabela's.com and make sure your next great camping trip is one for the record books.
And by Outdoorsy, the largest and most trusted rental marketplace, Outdoorsy is making it safe and easy to make money renting your RV with full insurance, roadside assistance, secure payments, and real people ratings and reviews. Visit Outdoorsy.com to find a cool RV to rent or see how much money you can make renting out your RV.
And by AccuVitec. Dedicated to providing your family with safe drinking water, AccuVitec makes UV LED water purification systems for your RV and home. Visit AccuVitec.com to find a water purification system that meets your needs.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of RV Family Travel Atlas. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
And we write about RV and family travel with our three boys, Theo, Max, and Wes, and also Sweet Maggie the camping dog.
You can read about our adventures at RVFTA.com, and you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
On this week's episode of RV Family Travel Atlas, we are bringing you the much-anticipated Spring Gear Guide of 2018. We like to chase away the winterization blues by testing new RV equipment, and we've been busy campers this season.
From cooking with cast iron to cleaning up after those rugrats, we've got something for everyone on this year's guide.
You might think you're all stocked up for a new season of camping, but we're here to tempt you with a new piece of gear or two. You are listening to episode number 183, Spring Gear Guide 2018.
Before we head into this year's big spring gear guide, it's time to induct another item into the RVFTA Gear Hall of Fame, which was it's an ongoing segment for our entire spring season. And this segment is sponsored by AccuVitec.
Accuva is an innovative leader in building water filtration systems for both the home and the RV, and they are dedicated to providing families with safe drinking water no matter where you are. We love the fact that this product is both great for the environment and it's just practical and of great use for RVing families. We like that combo.
I do, and I really think I'm going to get one for our home.
I was thinking about that. I was looking at that countertop, though, and thinking I could use one of these right there on that countertop.
I just like that cool, I like that cool blue light it has.
I know. I was thinking the same thing. Accuva uses UV sterilization technology to filter the water. They're using the same technology that municipalities in Paris, New York, and Vancouver use, but they've adapted the technology to fit into an RV in this really nice, sleek little box.
It's remarkably small.
Yeah, and we don't even have that much cabinet space in our toy hauler, and it was no problem finding a nice place to put this underneath the sink in a little cabinet.
The box was like the size of like two paperback books if you put them end to end.
Slim. All right, you can learn more about Accuva by visiting accuvatech.com or through our show notes at rvfta.com.
All right, Stephanie, you put me into a stressful situation this week with the newest induction into the RVFTA Gear Hall of Fame.
I'm doing our listeners a favor.
You caught me by surprise, though. You totally put me on the spot about 10 minutes before recording, and you're like, what is your favorite flashlight of all time?
I knew you have
to just pick one. And you hate when I do that to you.
But I knew what the answer was.
You did.
Yes. So here's the thing, folks, and this is a you're welcome from Stephanie. Right? Jeremy loves to test and review flashlights. But honestly, the quantity of flashlight reviews that he's done, I think, can be overwhelming. So what happens is every once in a while, somebody pops up in our Facebook group or emails or DMs, and they're like, but Jeremy, which one should I actually
get? And I'm like, it's like picking a favorite child. But the question did stress me out because I've never really decided which one was my favorite. Now, the one that I picked, you did. Mm-hmm. You knew it before I knew it.
Because I watch you and I see your behaviors.
I see which one
you use the most. I see what one you always have by. And so, what is it?
Now, this flashlight it's not necessarily the one that I love the most or I think is the coolest. I just think it's actually the overall best.
Right.
And it's the Stanley FatMax rechargeable 2200 lumen lithium ion spotlight. And all the reasons why it's a great flashlight are in the name, in that big chunky name. It's rechargeable. I hate messing with batteries. If a battery requires flashlights, that's like strike one, two, and three for me lately. The 2200 lumens is crazy. I mean, this is really like a flashlight you would use like if you were looking outside for something at night that you dropped at the campsite and it would light up the entire campsite and, right. and you would find it.
And it does. It really does. I love taking it with me if I walk Maggie at night at the campground and like the pitch black or something. I'll grab that and use it and feel super comfortable with it.
Yeah. And this is – and it's a spotlight. And for lack of a better description, it's like a gun. It's like it's got a handle.
A handle, right.
It looks kind of like a
– like a trigger with like a trigger
handle. With a trigger handle. Mm-hmm. And I keep it in the truck actually. And to me – it would be a great emergency light in case of an emergency, but then I also always have it at the campground because our truck is also always at the campground. And I use this one more than any other. And more than a lot of the other flashlights I've had this one for years now.
Right.
I've dropped it. I've banged it around. The kids mess around with it, and it shows no sign of breaking at all. Where some of the other flashlights that I might like love a little bit more, I don't know how long they're going to last.
Right.
I've only had them for a year or 6 months or whatever.
So like there's other ones that I've loved because they've been good for the kids with the magnetic.
The magnets
kind of,
are cool.
Yeah, the magnets are great. Or they're smaller or they're more sleek. You have reasons for liking your different ones, but honestly, I think that this is a workhorse, and I think it's your go-to.
It is a workhorse. It is neither small nor sleek.
No.
It truly is the FatMax, right? I mean, I hate to say it, it's like kind of a guy's flashlight, you know, just like that rugged, like garage flashlight.
It fits in my girly hand. Don't worry.
It does. Well, there is a smaller...
my little gentle girl hands can,
there's a
can
smaller,
hold it comfortably.
Sleeker version of it. It does come in some different sizes. So if you look at this thing and you're like, oh my God, by the way, it's also $50. If you're like, I'm not spending $50, there is a smaller version of it that's kind of equally rugged, and mm-hmm. but just not as bright.
Does it come in pink for the girls?
They don't have
girl
pink.
Hands?
Look, this is not an attractive flashlight. Like this is not like the Nebu ones I love are well-designed. They're
right.
attractive. They're boxed attractively. This is just a rugged... good manly man, FatMax flashlight.
All right. Well, thank you. I'm glad that you did agree to pick your overall, right? Overall, like Consumer Reports does that. Like what is the overall best vacuum or the overall best, right? With price and value and all that stuff mixed in. So you did, we forced you to do it and you did it. And I appreciate that. You can find a link to this flashlight in the show notes for this episode over at rvfta.com.
And I'm love doing this segment, this RVFTA Gear Hall of Fame. And just to reiterate, we're only doing this during our spring season.
Mm-hmm.
So when we come back in the summer, we don't even know what it is yet.
No.
We're going to do something different for the opening segment. And now since we're doing three seasons of the podcast a year with just sort of mini episodes in between, we're going to come back with some kind of fresh new segment each season. And I love it. I'm excited about it.
I think we did talk about what it's going to be.
We did.
Yeah. I'll remind you after the show.
Say that I never listen.
So. You don't. All right. So anyway, now we are going to launch into our next segment, which is for our Spring Gear Guide 2018. But before we do this, I want to talk a little bit about sort of for us what the ground rules of our gear guide are, right? So we do three gear and gift guides every year. We do a spring, we do a fall, and then we do a holiday gift guide. So we are really proud of our track record. If you look back through the hundreds of pieces of gear that we've reviewed over the past few years, we're really proud of our track record of recommending fun and practical gear that our listeners actually use and love.
And one of the keys here is these are things that we use and love, and we use them extensively. And if we do not use them extensively or we don't personally like them ourselves, they don't make it onto the gear guide.
All right. A couple of things. I have three points of interest for you all. Point number one, no one can pay to be on our gear guide. All right. So companies ask us all the time to send us free stuff, and we only accept if we think it's a product that looks really like a good fit for us and our audiences. We also tell brands if they decide to send us a review product, we tell them. If we like it, we will be happy to include it in our gear guide, but I'm sorry, we cannot absolutely guarantee that. We'll tell you if we can't include it in our gear guide.
Yeah, so we don't promise somebody, yes, you send us that, it's in the gear guide.
Yeah.
We never do. And in fact, we've ticked some people off that way. They've sent us some expensive things. We've tried them out and we've said, no, this does not work that well. We cannot recommend it because our good reputation is at risk. On it.
Exactly. And so point number two, gear guides are really expensive to produce. And overall, I'm going to be completely honest. We've never said anything about this before, but we lose money on gear guides. Jeremy, you know, he really likes to say all of his purchases are, you know, for RVFTA reasons, of course. But, you know, it really does cost a lot. And I wanted to say that case in point, we have a $400 Wi-Fi booster that's on our RV that we paid to install on our RV, and we've never been able to recommend it, and we won't be recommending it because it didn't perform up to snuff. All right. So this kind of thing happens. We don't generally talk about it, but we just want to let you know that the affiliate links that we include really just help us mitigate some of the costs that it takes to actually put together a gear guide that has good products. All right. And number three, my third point that I wanted to say is we have amazing sponsors like Thetford and Cabela's, and they produce awesome gear for RVers. These sponsors never dictate what is on the contents of our gear guide.
In fact, we kind of do.
Right.
So they don't say, here's a piece of gear. We want this on the gear guide. We ask them for things. Mm-hmm. We look at their catalog of products and say, this looks good for our audience. Yep. And with that same principle at mind, as Stephanie mentioned before, we would like to test this.
Exactly. And
none of our sponsors have ever said, this needs to go on the gear guide as part of our sponsorship mm-hmm. deal. No, not yeah. going to happen. We don't do it that way. So we ask for certain things that look attractive to us. We test those things. We winnow them down to the things that are the best. So there are many things, many products even by our sponsors that we've tested that we don't include in the gear guides.
So we really want you to trust our recommendation. And it's important for us to be transparent about how this whole process works, which is why we just take a minute usually at the beginning of gear guides to like lay it all out on the table.
Well, and I think it's worth saying that we've received probably hundreds of emails from people yeah. saying, hey, I bought this thing that you recommended on the gear guide and I love it. Mm-hmm. And I swear to our audience, we have received one negative email, and it's by somebody that's a very sweet person who might even still be listening. And it was that like cheap $12 lantern yeah. that you recommended, and you even said it's cheap and it might break,
yeah.
and that somebody bought it and it broke.
Yeah.
But that's the only single email we've received in almost 200 episodes of podcasting
yeah.
saying your recommendation wasn't really that good. And we kind of had said that yeah. ourselves
exactly.
about that product.
So it just, we take this process seriously. We take your trust seriously, and we really just, you know, try to talk about products that we think will bring more value and joy to your camping experience. All right. Are you ready to kick it off?
I'm ready. We've got a really nice diverse list, and we're going to break it down into three really cool categories this year. First category, we're going to go over some camp kitchen items for you. Second category is all about keeping it clean in a variety of ways at the campground.
Impossible.
Well, not impossible. And the third one is gear for the great outdoors, some clothing, some hammocks, some cool stuff for just getting outside and enjoying being out in nature at the campground. So stay tuned. Welcome back to the show, everybody. It's time for segment one of our 2018 Spring Gear Guide. And segment one is going to be about the camp kitchen. But first, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Jayco.
From rugged and rustic to comfy and cozy, the agile and reliable 2018 J-Sport camping trailer makes getting away your way a breeze. With five lifetime warranties, including the lifter system, bed platforms, floor, roof, and frame, the J-Sport is a camping trailer you can count on. Visit your local Jayco dealer or jayco.com for more information. Jayco, generations of family fun.
Now, Penny doesn't have all that sweet new stuff on her. But
she's doing fine.
I'm beyond excited. We have a, like, five-night Penny trip planned for July.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole family's going. It's not just going to be Stephanie's girl camper on this trip. The five of us are going to take Penny to a really cool state park. Super excited.
All right. Stay tuned for how that 20-year-old, 22-year-old Jayco pop-up performs.
And we got such a nice-looking site at the state park, and it looks like we're going to be able to tuck Penny back really deep into the site, into the woods, and I can't wait. I'm really
All
excited.
Right. We're going to hide. All right, now, we're also really excited about the first segment of our Spring Gear Guide 2018. I have to say, before we head into this segment, that something fairly revolutionary has happened in this house over the course of the winter, and I think it is only because of gear.
It is. It really, gear was my way in.
Right. So Jeremy does not or has not cooked for the entire 20 years of our relationship. And when I say doesn't cook, I mean if I said to him, there's a box of noodles in the cabinet and a jar of sauce. Can you make the boys pasta for dinner? He would say, I don't know how to do that. Am I right or am I right?
I would try, but I would probably ruin it.
Right. Like he would ruin pasta.
You stopped asking, which I think in a marriage, we can kind of passive aggressively work our way towards that type of situation where if you don't want to do something, you're so bad at it. Yeah. You make sure that your spouse never asks.
Oh, absolutely. And you had zero training growing up. So I really felt like, oh my gosh, do I have the wherewithal to force this guy into learning how to chop an onion, because you don't know how to even, you don't even have basic knife skills. So, I mean, we're starting out at really
pretty
like
much zero. I think that's fair to say. I'm not embarrassed by that. Yeah. I mean, honestly, worse than zero.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I think, because sometimes being in the kitchen would cause bad things to happen.
A lot of people say they can't cook, but they could do spaghetti or they could do some basics. Like, I really, really couldn't do anything.
Yeah. And so all of a sudden this winter, you got bizarrely obsessed with old Coleman camp stoves, bizarrely obsessed.
And
I don't even know where this came from. And iron.
Camping with Phil.
Okay.
Phil, got to give Phil credit.
Now I know where this came from. All right.
It was this combination of getting interested in cast iron cooking and getting into some of the classic camping stoves all at once. And just this idea that I was missing this opportunity to feed my boys. And I really do think that feeding somebody is loving somebody. And I wanted to share that with the boys and with you. And I do think that the cooking burden was unfair. I mean, you have a full-time job. You are raising the kids just like I am, and you do all the cooking. So,
yeah.
I mean, I must be honest. It just was not an equitable situation.
Well, what I hated about it was that if there was a reason that I couldn't cook dinner for some, on an occasion, that would automatically mean that they had takeout. And I hated that because
doing too much takeout.
Yeah, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't be home for dinner tonight. I don't have time to do this, and yet I know that they're going to get, surf taco or whatever. And I would just, that would frustrate me.
And also too, I feel like when we first got married, you loved cooking. It was like a hobby. It was a passion. Yeah. It was something you really enjoyed. And I feel like over the years,
and then I had three kids.
I just feel like that joy was totally drained out of you and you were not enjoying cooking anymore. So almost in this kind of weird selfish way, my idea was that if I did some more cooking, maybe five meals a week, that then maybe you would enjoy cooking a little bit more again yourself. And I'm not positive that that has happened yet, but I do think that it will happen.
I'm still in the stage of feeling now also you're in my space. Like there's issues there.
There's issues.
We've been married for 18 years, right? Almost 18 years. And you've never spent a lot of time in the kitchen. So
she looks at me suspiciously. I'm stealing. You look at me like I'm like a criminal stealing things.
Well, you put things back in the wrong place.
Well, that's an issue. Also, I went out and bought all of this gear.
Yeah, and
I went out and bought eight cast iron pans. Stephanie had her 10-inch Lodge cast iron pan, and she made everything on that.
I'm a minimalist.
I discovered this incredible world of all these different types of cast iron pans that are good for different things. And that's why I said the gear junkie in me kicked into this. So I've irritated you a little bit with the gear, but I think I'm done. I think I'm close to done, and I really don't need to buy anything else. I have all these things I want to use and have been using, actually.
All right, but I will publicly acknowledge that last night...
Oh, I'm so glad you're going to say this.
You are. Okay. Last night, you cooked a meal for us. Now, you didn't do it all yourself. I had to chop up the pepper. I can say that, right? I had to chop up the onions and peppers for you.
But I wanted to watch you do it to learn.
Yeah. Okay. So, but you had the idea for what you wanted to make. You wanted to make sausage and peppers. And you asked me basically how to do it. I gave you just a basic. I'm not a recipe person. I'm like, this is what you do. These are the ingredients you need. And you did it, and we sat down to eat, and you took your first bite, and you had this look on your face of utter shock.
Like,
you were
this was
shock.
Real food.
I made this. I mean,
if you had ordered it at a restaurant, you wouldn't have really thought twice about it. You'd just be like, oh, yeah, this is good. This is real food.
You shocked yourself.
Well, I did, because it wasn't a pancake. And it wasn't a cheeseburger or a grilled cheese. I mean, when Stephanie says I've started cooking, a lot of it was just pancakes, bacon, grilled cheese.
Eggs. You were trying to do eggs.
And I very intentionally wanted to start with basics. And I know a lot of you are saying sausage and peppers is very basic. But for me, it was a victory and I'll take it.
Yeah. Well, so congratulations. You made dinner. And it was totally edible and good.
And I've been cooking. Let's get to our first item of gear. I've actually been cooking outside at home on my Coleman Dual Fuel Powerhouse 2-burner stove. These are about $110 to $120 bucks, depending on where you buy them. And it's stove number 414. If you order the, I think it's 424, it's smaller. I'm recommending 414 because you can fit a 2-burner griddle on top. Now, these are very unique old-fashioned camping stoves that my buddy Phil got me into. And they run either on unleaded gasoline or Coleman camp fuel. And you actually comes with like a little gas chamber and you pump it up and pressurize it. And then you, you know, you light it from there. I just love using this thing and cooking on it. It works really well. It collapses into kind of like a suitcase type package. It's one of those old fashioned green Coleman camping stoves that a lot of us have never seen before. Some of you who are listening are going, oh yeah, I've seen those for the last 30 or 40 years. But people who just got into camping or RVing, these things are disappearing off the landscape, but they still do make them new and they still are incredibly useful and well-built stoves.
All right. So you have been using that a lot. And another thing that you've been using a lot is your cast iron, your lodge.
Can I just one more thing I want to say about okay. that. I'm so sorry. $110, $120 bucks new. If you go on Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace and type in Coleman stove, you might be able to find one of these for $5, $10, or $20. So if you're not sure you want to use this dual fuel old-fashioned stove that you've got to, you know, pressurize the gasoline, you might go buy a used one and just mess around with it and see if you like it.
All right. Now, for a while there, it was seeming like a new Lodge cast iron was showing up at our house every single day. Thank you very much, Amazon Prime. All right. So
they just make it too easy.
Even if I change the password, you still find a way around the firewall.
You could destroy your finances by pressing two buttons.
Now, tell me, at the end of the day, you picked what you felt like was your favorite, the thing that kind of came out as a good old workhorse for you.
I think over the next few gear guides, I'll probably recommend one Lodge cast iron skillet each episode, maybe, because there's a few I've really fallen in love with. But the one I'm enjoying the most, because I feel like it's the most useful for me as a dad trying to cook for the boys, is my Lodge cast iron. Oh, I put in my notes, Lodge cast iron grilled cheese master, which is not what it's called. That's what I call it. So I call it the grilled cheese master. Lodge calls it the seasoned cast iron square grill pan. All right. So it is a large square grill pan and it perfectly fits 4 grilled cheese sandwiches on it. So I can make myself and the boys all a grilled cheese sandwich all at once very quickly. I love this. You got to watch out. It doesn't necessarily heat evenly. So I rotate the grilled cheese sandwiches around so that okay. one side's not burnt and the other
well,
side's not done.
It's quite a bit bigger than your typical flame will be. So it just covers a lot more space, which is always the problem when you have a griddle right over an individual burner.
Yeah. And I love this thing. It's 23 bucks. The official item number is P12SG3. So again, it's the Lodge seasoned cast iron square grill pan. You could also use it to make like one big pancake at a time. And there's a lot of other things you could do on it. You told me not to make bacon on it because the lip on the around the sides is not very high. So
the grease would kind of splatter
out of there. But you could certainly do eggs or pancake or other things. It's almost like a flat single burner griddle, but it's not totally flat. It's got a little bit of a lip around it.
All right. Now, the next item, you know, Penny just gave you another excuse to, again, buy more gear. Now, I had gotten for Penny a few red things because, you know, she's red on the outside and it was kind of a little bit of a color. But I'm not one to, like, do one color for everything. So I had sort of gotten these, you might remember from, like, the 80s and the 90s, those basket weave wooden bowls and plates. And I remembered them and I thought they would go along perfectly with Penny. And actually, you know, time-wise, they do work. Like, they were around when Penny came out in 1996, I think, that she's from, or is 97.
I think okay. she's 1997.
So I was like, you know what, these would have been, and your mom's probably had them in the kitchen for like a salad bowl and everything. And so I actually ordered some of them off of restaurant, like one of the restaurant supply, you know, stores. I'll actually link to them in the show notes for this because I love these and I'm so happy that I I got them for Penny. But of course, Jeremy needed to contribute to the dish sets for Penny too. So what'd you get?
Well, I really like the look of these, and I've been wanting to try them for years. So I got a set of the GSI Outdoors Pioneer Enamelware. And I've always liked the look of enamelware for camping. This set is $60 and it's 4 bowls, 4 plates, and 4 mugs. But it is, and that might sound expensive for enamelware, but it is like the highest quality enamelware I've ever seen. You know, like Coleman makes a decent set of these that are probably half the price, but you can really tell the difference.
Are Coleman enamelware chipped?
It shipped over time.
Barry, I thought it was a little chipped a little too easily.
Yeah, okay, I'll grant you that. This really looks like it's well built and it'll last a long time. The red is very attractive. If you want something,
and there's a metallic band around the edge, which adds a little bit of, you know,
a little
style,
snap, a little flavor.
Yeah.
So if you wanted like a really kind of bright, nice, attractive set of enamelware plates, I might look at GSI for some good quality.
Right. Another thing to note about these colors is that they are bright. So some of the enamelware, it looks more muted. This is a very, you know, just bold, you know.
And you can get it in red, green, or blue to match whatever your setup is. But we got red to match. And I did. I very intentionally got it to match Penny. I'm not sure if it's going to make it, if Stephanie will want to use these or use the other ones.
We'll say we have to reorganize our bins for a Penny and see what we can fit, because I'm really, again, keeping it simple with her and we don't bring too much stuff.
And there is a more elite set that also comes with a percolator and some cookware, and that's more like $100.
Pick your own. I don't, the set sometimes.
You don't want everything of the same color.
Like you want to pick what kind of cookware you want, and you want to pick the percolator that you want, you know, which, speaking of coffee, we've got something for coffee, of course.
This is interesting. Mm-hmm. We both tested this several times, and we both decided we really, really like it, even though there's one thing we might want to see changed. It's the Asaka Coffee Pour-Over Dripper with built-in travel thermos. That is quite a mouthful.
Okay.
For $16.99.
Let's talk about what this really is. This is a thermos, like a regular coffee mug that you would take with you to go somewhere, right? A travel mug. It's that size, all right? And it's what it is. It's like this ability to do a pour over
built into the bottom of the cup.
Right.
So you unscrew the bottom. You don't even unscrew it. I think you just pull it off. And it has everything there. It's like a little pour-over set.
It's like a mini pour-over set.
Yeah, to make one cup for one person.
Right, into that travel mug. And so you screw off the bottom. You place it on the top. You pour over your hot water, you know, your coffee.
Over the ground coffee.
Over the ground coffee. There you pour it over slowly like you have to.
Well, and I look, to me, pour over is the best tasting coffee you can make. I think it tastes better than French press. I mean, if you go to an elite coffee shop anywhere, they're doing pour over.
Right.
Right.
Now, and the coffee came out delicious.
It really tastes good.
Like a pour over cup of coffee, right? So that's perfect. And then one of the best parts is that you can pack it this ahead of time. So say you wanted to have your pour over later in the afternoon and you know you're going to be off in the woods somewhere, whatever, you're going to be out at a picnic. You can put enough for your pour over into that little filter, you know, your little pour over filter, screw it right into the bottom of your mug and take it with you. And then when you're ready to do it, just take
it out.
It's
a pretty ingenious system.
Yeah.
And I think we're recommending it if you are in a family where only one person drinks coffee. This might be great. Or like Stephanie and I, we both have coffee in the morning, but only I drink it in the afternoon. I think I will use this at the campground this summer for my afternoon cup of coffee, so I'm not brewing a whole pot of coffee.
I love that idea for an afternoon cup of coffee for you, because you make a mess brewing that afternoon cup of coffee.
Now,
so,
one thing that kind of made both of us wish for a little bit of an improvement was it doesn't have like the flip up button that then you can drink out of and keep the lid on.
Mm-hmm.
You have to totally take the lid off and then drink out of it like it's a mug.
Right.
Which, I mean, I guess I'm okay with that. But if you're driving or something like that, you'd have the risk of spilling.
Right. So it acts like a thermos and not a travel mug. And we were like, this would be absolutely perfect if it were a travel mug. And it was just for us, we would have loved that.
Yeah, it just seems like they could do it that way.
Right.
But what
are we missing?
Yeah, but it makes such a good cup of coffee in such a compact little package. I still recommend it.
Yes, absolutely. So I really like it. And I love it just felt like a really cool, very useful product.
Well,
like solving that need, you know?
If you're around the campground, you don't necessarily need the safety of that flip-up lid that you can drink out of it. Just, I wouldn't be drinking from this thing when I'm driving.
All right. We are wrapping up that camp kitchen segment and we are moving it on to the second segment, which is keeping it
all clean at the campground, which Stephanie says is impossible. Mm-hmm. The boys are getting a little bit older and more responsible, or at least they're getting a little bit older.
Stay tuned.
So I'm hoping to keep it all clean at the campground this year. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the show, everybody. It's time for segment two of the 2018 RVFTA Spring Gear Guide. And this segment's all about keeping different types of things clean at the campground. And of course, it is brought to you by our friends at Thetford, who really do help keep it all clean at the campground.
They absolutely do. Thetford is an industry expert and innovation leader, and they have made RV travel a more pleasant experience for over 50 years. And they've been helping us enjoy the RV experience ever since we bought our very first pop-up camper about 9 years ago this spring. So when we picked up the camper that very first time, we also picked up AquaSoft RV toilet tissue and AquaChem drop-ins.
And I have never used another type of chemical drop-in to keep the toilet clean. I've never used another brand, both before Thetford was a sponsor and after. I've never tried anything else because we've never had bad bathroom smells. Now, I have cheated occasionally and used other toilet paper.
Okay.
Okay, Stephanie doesn't even want me to talk about this.
No, I didn't know about it.
When we were in Disney and we rented the RV, they had another brand of toilet paper in the Class C rental. Okay. And it wasn't as comfy.
Oh, wasn't it? It didn't ring any bells for me. I don't know. Now, we've been using the AquaSoft RV toilet tissue and the AquaChem drop-ins on all these trips. And just so you know, we never had a clog except for one time, the very first time we were camping without sewer hookups down in Cape Hatteras. And there was a tremendous, terrible clog, and that was our fault because we weren't using any water because we were trying to conserve water. So
yeah, use lots of water. Like when we got our first walkthrough on the White Hawk, the guy was like, the secret to keeping your plumbing clean and safe is to use lots of water in the RV.
Yeah.
Big flushes.
We learned, we forgot that advice, and then we had to learn it again the hard way. But you can visit thetford.com for more information, or you can follow the links that are over there in the show notes.
All right, this first product, somebody emailed us. Okay, I think his name is Logan, and he started a company called Epic Wipes. And he emailed us, he found us, and this happens sporadically if you're here at RVFTA headquarters. And he said, hey, you want to try my new product? It's called Epic Wipes. And of course, Stephanie and I responded the way we always do, like, sure, we'll try it, no promises. All right, so Logan sent us, I think, three Epic Wipes. They cost about $3 a wipe retail, but why do they cost $3 a wipe? Because they're gigantic.
Well, it's okay? A shower.
It's a like full a body
fake
wipe.
Shower, yeah.
50 by 80 centimeters when you unfold it. And it's the idea is like if you're dry camping or something and you don't have access to a shower or the showers aren't clean at that state park you're at, like you could use this as a shower replacement. And I must admit, I thought this was a little bit of a zany idea. But then I said, I'm going to try this. And I actually tried it on a morning instead of a shower. I replaced my shower with the use of an Epic Wipe. And I felt quite refreshed.
Clean and refreshed.
I really, oh my God, I felt totally refreshed after wiping. I know I didn't do my hair.
Right.
Like, I mean, I guess you could hypothetically do your hair with it, but
no.
I didn't do anything with my hair.
For women, they would probably use like dry shampoo if they're trying to get another day out without washing their hair.
Dry shampoo?
Yes.
How have I missed that?
Oh, just don't talk about it. All right. You don't need to know about these. You don't have enough hair to worry about dry shampoo.
Thanks a lot. Here's the test. Like, I would buy this product. You know, he sent us a few free samples, but if we were going totally dry camping, I would totally bring a few of these along.
Yeah. So I actually think it really serves a great purpose. So when we camp in the winter without water hookups, there's a bathhouse, a lot of time the heated bathhouse, but it's still sometimes when in the really cold weather, you don't want to go to the bathhouse and take a shower. So like, it's like, oh, and I'm getting out of the shower and you're all, you know, your hair's wet and you're walking back through the campground. It's like, oh, it just, you'd rather just kind of push it till you get home, right, from that weekend. And so this would be the perfect thing to use on those weekends. When we have the Thetford porta potty, like on the winter camping, we have the Thetford porta potty, so we don't have to truck to the bathhouses. And then we can also use these instead of, you know, or if a kid gets really dirty for some reason, like, and you don't have access to water.
If Wesley was still a toddler, like, would you use this to clean him up instead of a bath?
Well, probably not if water was available. Look, I'll always douse my children in water. But in those cases, like remember when we were camping without the sewer and everything in Skudik?
Skudik Woods Skudik in Acadia National Park.
Like the boys were dirty.
They were.
And I was like, and there was no showers. So everybody's like, why don't you go take him to the bathhouse? So there's no there was no showers at that campground and we had no sewer or water hookup. So the boys were just dirty and that would have been the perfect. Do you remember the feet? I took a picture of how dirty their feet were at that campground and posted it on social media. And I would have loved to have had these like at a state park where the bathrooms have been like spiders in the corners. I can't take a shower in a bathroom if there's spiders in the corners. I know that that sounds really lame of me, but I hate that. Like I cannot wash with a spider looking at me.
It's about the only thing you're afraid of.
I hate them.
You're like, what's it called? Arachnophobia?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hate them. I'm not phobic because now with kids, like I will take care of the spider. In order to show them.
You'll ask for me.
Yeah, sometimes I'll give you that. All right, so the next item on the list is these quick dry towels that I bought from JCPenney this winter. All right, actually, I bought them back in December. So what happened was the last couple of years, quick dry towels have become more and more popular at the campground. Why? Because you use your towels at the pool, at the lake, at the beach, and then most of us don't have a washer and a dryer. So you come back to the camper and you hang them all up outside of the line, and then it rains. Or then it gets really cool at night and there's so much moisture that they don't dry. There's a lot of reasons that everybody knows out there that RVers oftentimes struggle to dry their towels and their bathing suits. So these quick dry towels had gotten pretty popular and I kept seeing them and thinking about them, but I had a real problem because I hate the micro cloth fiber kind of texture to a lot of them. I don't like that feeling.
It doesn't warm you up after a shower either.
And it doesn't feel comfy, right? Like I just don't
like
it.
I feel you on that, yeah.
So I that kept me from buying them. Now, there was this ridiculous sale in December at jcpenney.com. And we needed new towels at the house anyway. It had been years since I bought towels. So this sale was going on and I said, let me try these quick dry towels here. So I actually got two sets of six because I figured I'd keep one for the house and bring one to the RV. Six in pewter and six in worn indigo. I got six for $29.40. Six towels for $29.40. They were less than $5 a piece, right? It's such a good deal.
So cheap.
I know.
My God, that's like the price of like a towel, like on the strip at Myrtle Beach.
Oh, and they have been, I've loved them. I absolutely love them because they're like, they're soft and they're cozy. And yet at the same time, they do dry quickly. Now, not only that, but they're lighter in the washing machine. They're not really dense towels. So I can throw them into the washing machine loads and it doesn't feel like they take up the entire load and the weight of that. And then they dry quickly in the dryer also.
I also have to say, as somebody that likes a big, beefy, warm towel, they are a better quality than the other quick dry towels I've tried.
Yes. So right now, it's interesting. I can't guarantee when you go on, I'll link to the product that I bought. I bought the JCPenney Home Quick Dry Textured Solid Bath Towels. Now, right now, when I just looked, they were on sale again, and it was like five something a towel. So
you shared it on RVFTA, the group on Facebook, and I think a bunch of other people went and bought them too.
And I said, I can't vouch for these, but I'm buying them if you want to.
Now, you also got a new shower head for both home and the RV. All right, now we've installed this at home 2 weeks ago. And the boys flipped for this thing, this oxygenic shower head. Max has declared that he's now taking two showers a day.
Yeah.
And they have each tried every mode.
Yeah.
And it was like a running question in the family, like, what's your favorite mode on the new shower head?
So the thing is that everybody in the RV world, there's certain things that a lot of people rave about. And I said, I hated the fact that it took me so long to replace my mattress. And now I really resent the fact that it's taken me so long to replace my shower head. Because so many people out there say the single best thing to switch out right away is your shower head. Like this, the pressure, it's a low flow system, right? In an RV, you're not getting much. So you need a shower head that specifically takes a low flow water system and makes it into a great, water pressure that actually can get the shampoo out of your head. So I was like so annoyed with myself that I hadn't gotten around to getting one of these. And I happened to have a Bed Bath & Beyond coupon and Bed Bath & Beyond, and there was one there. I was like, I'm getting it. And I put it in at home, and Max basically took like 5 showers the first day. He loved it so much. Now, the one that's specifically for the RV, it has that smart pause button, you know, switch. So you can take those Navy showers, right? And you can like turn it off and then turn it back on. I know that our shower that came with our JCO Octane has that anyway. You know, you can flip that little switch and turn it off. You're going to get a little bit of a cold, hot shock, right? When you turn it back on, it gets built up. But if you don't have that, that's a great feature, especially for the ladies shaving your legs, to turn that water off.
And how much were these again?
So I would say give or take $50. I'm going to link, there's a huge range in prices, like from the Bed Bath and Beyond that I bought. Like I said, I had a coupon, so it was cheaper. But on Amazon, you're looking at like between $35 and $55, depending on the exact model that you get. All right. But everybody raves about these, and apparently my family's a big fan too. It's great, and it turns a low flow.
Brought a lot of joy into the house.
A lot of joy. So go get yourself that shower head.
All right. Now it's spring. It's time for some spring cleaning at home, but also in the RV. Now, I clean my awning twice a year when I'm a good boy, and I have been using the Thetford Premium RV Awning Cleaner, but make sure you get the one that says Powerful Ultra Foam on it. $10 per bottle. Now, we actually reached out to someone at Thetford, Paula, the mad scientist, and we asked her to recommend a product for cleaning Penny. She actually recommended this premium RV awning cleaner for cleaning Penny, did a great job actually cleaning the pop-up camper up, and it also works really well on the awning. I mean, that's what it's intended for. Now, you spray the awning, you cover the awning with this foaming spray, then you roll up the awning for a certain amount of time. You unroll it and you rinse it off. Works really nicely. And as long as the awning's not like filthy, disgusting, gross, you could avoid a lot of scrubbing using right. this product. Now, if you've got some really nasty stuff on there,
you might have to
you're
scrub.
Probably going to have to get up there and do some scrubbing as well.
Yeah, so we had a scrub with Penny. You know, that's just the bottom line, but it worked. So, all right. Now, I've got 2 products from IKEA. All right. I have a blog post that everybody really loves and it's pretty popular on just some good RV products from IKEA. Now, we were at IKEA a few times this winter because we did some renovations around the house, and I picked up 2 different things for the RV. So I wanted to share what they are, and we'll add them to the blog post list.
It's like a thing for a certain RV owners to like go to IKEA and gear up the RV because it's yeah. affordable and they just have a lot of stuff there.
Absolutely. So the first thing that I did is I actually had one of these already. I got another one for the RV. So the IKEA Scub organizer with 9 compartments. I want you to picture those hanging organizers in closets. Oftentimes people put shoes in them or whatever. But basically, it's long, right? A long rectangle with 9 compartments that hangs from the rod. So what happened is that I did a little mod last year in the RV. I need storage for our shoes that were all over the floor. So what I did was I took one of these hanging shoe containers, and I put double-sided Velcro along it, and I basically velcroed it up along the wall in the
because we
hallway.
Have a we mm-hmm. actually have a hallway in the toy hauler that runs alongside the bathroom.
Yeah, so I did it all along the floor there, and everybody was supposed to store their shoes in there. Okay, so the problem was is the idea was brilliant. I have to say, where it was like perfect for the space and everything, perfect for how we work. We kept a leash and everything, but the problem was in the actual shoe organizer that I used. I used one that had really soft sides. And it was almost like a more of a canvasy kind of material. So what happened was over the course of the summer, it like collapsed. You know, like it was very soft.
The boys into it and kick it, and they're just rough with everything.
So it was just like saggy. So, but this, the Scub organizer with 9, it's super, super duper like heavy duty. It stands up very stiff on its own. So when it's on the side, this is going to work perfectly. I'm going to put it exactly in the same place, and the boys are going to put their shoes in, and it's not going to collapse when the shoe's hanging out of it a little bit. It really has that support for it. So,
and I mean, I loved having that shoe holder there. Yeah. It really was efficient. It was a good problem solver.
I just have to refine it a little bit, and that's going to do it.
And those of you with newer RVs where you can flip up like one of those bench seats and there's shoe storage, like I am jealous of you. You're not going to see that in many toy haulers, at least not travel trailer toy haulers.
All right. Another product that we got to solve a problem that we had in the RV was the Scub laundry bag with stand. So we have had collapsible laundry bags in the past, and actually what I wanted was a square laundry bag instead of the round
ones. To fit the corner of the bedroom.
We have a corner in the bedroom that is the perfect place for laundry.
Perfect in the sense that it's my corner of the bed.
It's not your corner. It's not your bed. It's the it's on your side of
the
room.
Well, you don't have a corner there because the door's
there. There's the door there. So I have a door on my, you know, my side.
All right. Fair enough.
So it's the corner. But if you put a round laundry bag there, it really juts out a lot and kind of blocks off that entryway to your side of the bed. So, but this square laundry container is going to fit perfectly. And that's just a tip for anybody that's stocking a new RV. Always look for square items over round items. So for instance, if you're looking for containers for your pantry, for cereal or Tupperware or anything, square is going to be better. It's going to take up less room. Think of something round. You leave those empty spaces in the corners bare. And that's something that I've learned over the years has been really useful.
It's a great tip. And frankly, I wouldn't have thought of it on my own without your help.
All right. So that's $9.99. And I'm excited. And actually two right next to each other can be stacked right next to each other if you need more space and it doesn't take up that much room at all.
All right, great stuff, but I'm sick of cleaning. I want to head into the great outdoors and talk about some gear that's going to be a little bit more fun and exciting for your spring and summer adventures. So we're going to come back in a second with gear for the great outdoors. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the show, everybody. It's time for part three of our 2018 RV FTA Spring Gear Guide, and we are heading into the great outdoors, both at the campsite and beyond, and we have some great gear to recommend. But first, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Outdoorsy.
Outdoorsy is the largest and most trusted RV rental marketplace, and they are making it easy to make some scratch renting out your RV. And now you can rent through Outdoorsy in both the United States and in Canada. Now, you have a few options out there for renting out your RV. So the question is what makes Outdoorsy different?
And this is a key. We really do think it is more of a premium service for both renting an RV or renting your own RV.
Right, because they're not just paying attention to the renter's experience, they're paying attention to the owner's experience, both sides of that, and we're trying to experience both sides of that ourselves, you know, as sort of RVers, right?
Are you suggesting that we're going to pick up an Outdoorsy rental this summer and head to South Dakota?
Yeah. Surprise, yes.
Surprise, surprise.
Jeremy likes to let the cat out of the bag.
And we're going to put Penny the Pop-Up up for rent on Outdoorsy. So we're going to experience both sides of the Outdoorsy equation.
Yeah, and we actually went through the experience of one of the things that makes, you know, Outdoorsy very different is that they do have those DMV background checks. And you have to rent, you have to enter in your license.
I passed.
You passed, thank goodness, all right. Now, they also have $1 million insurance policy that covers owners. They have roadside assistance. And you know what? They have a owners group over on Facebook where people can share best practices and experience. So it's just a wraparound.
Also, one of the things I've really liked about the website as we were looking to rent an RV ourselves to go to South Dakota is that there are reviews, right? And you get to kind of feel like you know the person a little bit more that you're renting from if they have some reviews up there. So that's a really nice part of the equation too.
All right. Visit outdoorsy.com/list-your-RV for more information.
All right, let's head into the great outdoors. Let's have some fun, all right? I want to start with my Stormy Cromer Waxed Cotton Cap for $44.95. Now, I love my Stormy Cromer Original Cap, but it's 80% wool, and it's not something I want to wear hiking. It's not something I want to wear fishing. It's not necessarily something I want to wear even like when I went bird watching with the boys the other day. I want something that's a little cooler and more breathable. It's not going to make my head hot. So I actually emailed Stormy Cromer and I said, what you got for hiking? And they recommended this waxed cotton cap as a little bit more of an outdoor cap. It still has the legendary pull down ear flaps.
Of course,
which make it a Stormy Cromer cap, but just better for being outside. And it is a better hiking cap. I actually wore it on a short hike with the boys and then we did some bird watching and I just loved this hat. It's also water resistant. Okay. So if it's
that's the waxed part of the
that's
waxed
the waxed
cotton.
Part. Yeah. Now look, if you want something even more breathable than that for like hot summer hiking, they also have options there that would still have those ear flaps, like if things get cool at elevation. Because let's face it, like when you're hiking, it can be hot at the bottom and cool at the top. So that's why I wanted like one of those Stormy Cromer caps for hiking this summer. Found one that I love, comes in a bunch of different cool colors. Check them out at stormycromer.com.
All right. Well, I have a hat too. Surprise, surprise, right?
I love this hat.
Yeah. And I really stumbled across it because what had happened was I lost actually my favorite wide brimmed hat. So I have two problems. First of all, I'm going to sound like a baby here. I have very sensitive skin. And second of all, I have very sensitive eyes. So two things can happen. One, if I wear sunglasses too long and for too long of a period of time, I can get a headache. And number two, if I just slather on whatever sunscreen is out there, I can get like a skin reaction.
And if you're just randomly grabbing sunscreen at the store while you're camping, right, who knows what's in there?
Exactly. So because of those two things, a wide-brimmed hat has always been like a go-to for me to be out in the sun. And so when we're hiking or when we're at the beach or whatever. Well, anyway, my favorite I lost, and I'm not even kidding you, if I lost it a year and a half ago. It was so long ago. And I just did not replace it. I didn't find the right hat. A couple times I was here or there and I'd try one on, this one, and I just couldn't find the right hat. And randomly.
You'd rather go without a hat than wear one you don't like.
Yeah, I would put yours on sometimes. You know, the one with the strap that you have. I would like end up in the camper because you always keep a few of those Cabela's ones in the camper. So I'd be like throwing one of those on my head or whatever just to borrow.
But this is more styled.
But this one I found randomly in Albuquerque at the National Park gift shop. And I was like, oh, I like that. And I tried it on. So it's the Sunday afternoon's sunset hat. And I love it. It has 50 plus UPF sun rating. All right. Then it also has a brim.
Is that like an A plus or like,
yeah,
a
that's
B
good.
Or,
it's like a,
okay,
50. You know what I mean? You think
I don't,
about,
I just don't know what
SPF
that means.
Or whatever,
yeah,
right? So sun protection. So it also has a brim that you can roll or unroll. So if you want to feel like all cowgirly, you can roll up the sides. Like I have it right now and it looks a little more like a cowgirl hat, but then you can roll it, unroll it all the way and have a complete wide brimmed hat
for
all the way
coverage
around for more coverage. So I like that. And then it had a corded leatherette band around with a little beads that wasn't like too overdone, but it gave it a little something.
It looks outdoorsy. You could wear it going out for a hike for the day.
Yes.
Oh, but it's a little dressy too.
Yes.
So like we often go for a hike and then we'll go out to eat, mm-hmm, in town occasionally. Like this hat would make that transition, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I really like it and I'm happy I found it. So
now I can't believe you're about to recommend socks, because that's
know,
like something that I've been doing for years and you just really don't care much about socks. And now you finally have a pair that you really love for hiking.
Can I tell you something? I have no idea where these socks came from. I think you must have
bought
them for
you.
Me, right?
I'm sure I bought them for you.
This is the funny thing is I've never recommended a pair of socks on RVFTA because I don't buy socks. I don't do stuff like that. But Jeremy does, lucky me. So you must have bought this pair for me. And I don't even remember where.
Maybe for Christmas. I just sort of grabbed a pair to put in your stocking.
Well, they've become my absolute favorite pair of socks. And I really need to get more because I like wear these and then while they're in the wash, I'm kind of unhappy because I don't have my favorite pairs of socks. So what they are Smart Wool Woman's PhD Run Light Elite Micro Socks.
And those ain't cheap. I know those Smart
no,
Wool PhDs. You're talking, what,
they're
a 20?
They're $17.95.
I was gonna say 20
yeah,
bucks, right.
Yeah. So here's the thing. They are super lightweight. All right. They don't have a lot of volume at all, but they're also super low. I hate socks that come up too high. So these are really low. You don't kind of see them coming out above my hiking shoe or my running sneaker, but they have that Achilles tab in the back. So the back raises a little. It's called the Achilles tab so that you don't get rub on the back of your heel, but then the rest of it goes nice and low along the edge of your like sneaker or hiking
shoe.
So
they fit nice and snug for you.
But they feel almost like they have compression. You know, like I like that feeling of a sock not slipping at all.
And also a little extra cushion when you're hiking.
Yeah, so they have a cushion in the, well, it's, and they're like running socks technically, but I wear them in my hiking shoes and love them because they do. They have that protection where you need to. They have mesh
I'm laughing because I don't know. Ventilization.
No, ventilation.
Ventilation. Don't edit that out. You got to leave that in.
They have mesh ventilation zones, right? And they just are like the perfect amount of volume and non-slip and everything. And this is all I want for a sock.
Stephanie approved. All right, let's end on a fun patriotic note. And I'm thinking that some of you might want to like get this to have at your campsite for the 4th of July this year. So next up is something I'm really excited about, and we just used these for the first time this past weekend. So we got a pair of Cabela's Intensity 10x42 binoculars. They're $199, but they're very high quality binoculars at a really reasonable price. And we decided to go bird watching this past weekend at a wildlife preserve. I just took the boys. Stephanie was finishing a magazine article. We had such a fun day hanging out in the back of the pickup truck on kind of a chilly, cool day, drinking hot chocolate for the boys, drinking coffee for the me. Don't edit that either. and just doing some basic bird watching. You know, I have a couple of the Sibley's guides and I've been kind of getting into it a little bit. I don't know much about it, but I found these to be very comfortable, attractive binoculars. They come with a cool padded neck strap and a really nice looking case. They look kind of nice and rugged and outdoorsy. They're this cool green color. And from what I'm not a binoculars person. Like, I don't know the language of binoculars, but from what I understand, these are a very high quality pair at a very reasonable price. And we had a lot of fun using them.
Yeah, the most important thing about getting your kids into bird watching, and we've actually done quite a bit of bird watching
without binoculars.
Right. And the thing is that binoculars can really help them enjoy the experience. However, they can also ruin it if they can't see the bird and they can't figure out how to work the binoculars. So the really important thing is to find a pair that are easy for kids to hold and work, but yet they're not kid binoculars. They actually see things from far
away. You just made a great point. I almost forgot to mention they are like retractable. So they became small enough for Wesley to use. And then when I pushed them back out all the way, they were comfortable for me. So they worked for a 4-year-old and they worked for a 42-year-old. Right. So they're a good pair of family binoculars to have around. So we have reviewed Grand Trunk hammocks before, and I absolutely love our Grand Trunk hammock. They have a 400-pound weight capacity, so like two people can be on them. And they're single and double sizes. No matter which you get, they still hold 400 pounds. So the boys can all jump on this hammock with me. No worries. Super comfortable. It has an attached stuff sack. It includes carabiners for hooking it up. But this is a special edition of this Grand Trunk hammock. It's a United States flag hammock.
Yeah.
And I just think this would like light up the site on the 4th of July.
Absolutely.
If you're feeling patriotic or... Like, I've always wanted a flag at our site, but I never get around to doing this. And this is sort of like taking the place for me of getting a flag on the mm-hmm. site, having that USA flag hammock. It looks awesome.
It's so cute.
It is adorable. It would be really cool for 4th of July. So this,
and pictures, like if you put your three kids into the hammock and take a picture, I don't know, like it just kind of pops and it's fun. It
could be a fun gift for dad too, for Father's Day or something like that, because they are super comfortable, well-made hammocks. And now they're starting to do more of these kind of special edition ones. And I really like this USA flag one. $99.99, but these things will last forever. Well made, great product, great company.
All right, so that's it. Another wrap up on another gear guide from RV FTA.
We just got to get out there now. You know, we just got to get out there and get camping this spring and summer. I mean, I want to spend so much time at the campground this spring and summer. We have so many days planned at the campground. So many.
We'll tell you
planned.
More about it in our RV FTA news roundup. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Welcome back to the show, everybody. We really hope you enjoyed our big 2018 RVFTA Spring Gear Guide. Send us some feedback. Send us an email. Let us know what interested you, or if you purchased something and you liked it, let us know. If you purchased something and you didn't like it, hey, let us know. So now it's time for our RVFTA News Roundup, which is sponsored by our friends at Cabela's.
Cabela's has everything your family needs to get into the great outdoors and camp in comfort. And, you know, as a family, we've been really appreciative of the expertise that you find from Cabela's outfitters in their store. And, you know, you were talking earlier about the binoculars that we got from Cabela's. Well, the thing is that you chose that particular model by talking to an outfitter at the store. You actually specifically was like, oh, Stephanie, I'm going to go talk to the guy at the binocular counter. And you went off.
I mean, look, Stephanie and I are on Cabela's pro staff for camping. You know, I mean, fishing, hunting, these other things, that's not our natural territory. We're always willing to try try all of those things, which I think makes me very proud of our family. And we wanted to try bird watching. We didn't have any experience with it. So, look, I rely on experts, and I walked over to the counter. We were at the Albuquerque, New Mexico Cabela's. Yeah. I had a few spare minutes and I said, look, I really want to get a pair of binoculars this Christmas for the family. I'm willing to spend X amount of dollars. Which ones do you recommend and why? And I got a 10-minute lesson on binoculars. Right. And that's the thing that will happen at a Cabela's store. And we've experienced this in the fishing department, too.
Right. And the archery. Remember the archery. Same thing? We just go up so to true. These outfitters and we kind of give them a little idea of our family, our budget, blah, blah, blah. And they end up with something that they're convinced will be perfect for us.
Well, we bought a bow and arrow and a case, again, based on having a 10-15-minute conversation with a Cabela's outfitter. And we have not tried that enough yet to put that on the gear guide or not put that on the gear guide, but stay tuned because the boys are really excited to try some archery this spring as well. And I just got the case assembled. So we're ready to go.
One of the things that we're committed to is continually learning new things about the outdoors as a family and always kind of picking up new hobbies and activities with our kids, because I think it keeps everyone having fun and kind of us being a team together, right? It's not mommy and daddy always teaching them everything. It's kind of us learning new things together, which I think is an important dynamic. So, you can ask yourself, what outdoor hobby you might want to pick up this spring. And if you get to a Cabela's store, those outfitters will really help walk you through
it. And they take away the intimidation of getting into a new hobby. And it's so important because people that are like hardened and into fishing or hunting or into some of these things, they're not always friendly about teaching.
No, they're know-it-alls. I'm going to say it. They're know-it-alls.
Yeah. And I just love when people take away that intimidation factor and just say, here's what you need to know. Here's the terminology. Here's the product you should buy. And it's not about just pointing you to the most expensive product. Mm-hmm. That's not what it's about.
Yeah. So you can check out their full line of affordable outdoor gear at Cabela's.com.
All right. Love it. So what's going on in the world of RVFTA? Apparently we're going to Texas.
We are. We're leaving for Texas. So exciting.
I am so excited. I've only been to Texas in an airport, so that totally does not even count. We are doing a full-on spring break in Texas. I cannot wait to visit Texas. And we are going to be kicking off the spring camping season with our sponsor and our friend Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts.
Yeah. Yogi Bear is having a Jellystone camping kickoff in Texas. So most people are now kicking off their brand new camping season. We know that's not true of the people in Florida and other southern states that have been camping
like
through the winter.
Us.
But for many people, this is the kickoff. And we're going down to join in on this event. So if you aren't on Facebook or Instagram, you should head over and follow us. We are going to be live. We're going to be, posting a lot of pictures from the event.
We're going to two top-ranked Jellystones that people love, Jellystone Hill Country, Jellystone Burleson. These places look off the hook. I think the Jellystone is like, we're going to go big for the spring camping kickoff and go to some big Jellystones in Texas. Now, there are YouTube videos for both of these campgrounds, and I showed them to Wesley and the boys, and I said, when we first told them, we're going to Texas, we're doing spring break, we're going to two Yogi Bear campgrounds, showed them the videos. Now, Wesley has been asking to see those YouTube videos for these campgrounds every single night for 2 weeks. He's beyond excited to go back to these Yogi Bear campgrounds.
We went to an engagement party a couple of weeks ago, and I texted. We're like there in the middle of the day at like 3 p.m. We had been gone for a few hours, so I texted the babysitter. I was like, oh, how's everything going? And she texted me back and said, oh, everything's fine. Wesley's showing me the YouTube videos of the Jellystone campgrounds.
The boys love going to Camp Jellystone. And even as Max and Theo get older and they're not so much interested in hugging Yogi Bear or Boo Boo, and frankly, they're not interested in that at all anymore. Wesley now is. The Jellystones still have so many things that get them excited, whether it's laser tag or paintball or basketball courts or volleyball nets. Kind of got everything for an awesome family vacation.
Now, another way that people love to kick off their camping season is to visit one of the top spring break destinations in the country, which is Topsail Preserve State Park in Florida, near Destin, Florida, right along the Gulf. So we, celebrated that by having a review from Matthew and Melissa Kellis over on Campground of the Week.
And they loved it there. And this is
loves it there.
This is like one of those, I know it's like totally different than something like a Fort Wilderness, but people have a love for this campground that I think really truly makes it one of the best campgrounds in the country.
All right, everybody. Remember that you can also leave campground reviews over at our website at rvfta.com, and you can join the friendliest Facebook group out there.
In the biz, RVFTA, the group. And I have to, it's such an energetic place right now because everyone's going on their season opener trips and everyone's like posting pictures.
People are buying RVs,
posting pictures, making family memories, and you can see all the fun that everybody else is having over in RVFTA, the group. If you enjoyed this podcast or you enjoy our Campground of the Week podcast, we would love it if you'd head on over to iTunes and drop us a nice review. It really does make our day. We super duper appreciate it.
And a big happy Easter and a Passover to all of our listeners who celebrate. We wish you the best.
We'll see you in Texas at the campground.
See you at the campground.